Sagt die Gemara, darf nun Tess omit Beis, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Veloi be tabas ein ala choysom. A woman is not allowed to go with a tabas, with a ring that does not have a seal. If it has a seal, then it's also midiraisa to go. Then it's for sure masui. The chiddush is that even though it doesn't have a choysom, and even though it's a tachshit, but since it's a tachshit that she might remove, so mela, it's also midrabonon to go with a tabas ein ala choysom. If it has a choysom, then it's also midiraisa. Zog die Gemara, hoyesh ala choysom. If it has a choysom, then chayeves, then it's chayve chatos. Then it's also midiraisa. Alma, from here we can deduce that lav tachshidu. With a choysom, it's not called a tachshit. It's rather called a masui. Frag die Gemara, uruminu, I'll ask you a kstira to that. State in the Mishnah in Kalim, tachshite noshim tmeim. Tachshitim of noshim, jewelry of women, are mekabel tumah. And it enumerates what the tachshite noshim are. Ve'elu ein tachshite noshim. Katlois are these chokers that they wear around the neck. Nezomim are earrings. Tabois are regular rings. V'tabas, and the tabas that we're referring to, is bein sheyesh alei choysom, saif it has a seal. Bein she'en alei choysom, saif it doesn't have a choysom. V'nizme af, and oh, nose rings. So the fact that it says clearly in this Mishnah, Tabois as bein sheyesh alei choysom, bein sheein alei choysom, a kol tachshit enoshim. So we see even with a choysom, it's called a tachshit. So why do you say yesh alei choysom? She's chay v'chatos because it's a masri and it's not a tachshit. Here we see it's enumerated in Mishnah Kalim and it's yes called a tachshit. And for the Gemara, Om Reb Zera loy kasha, ho Reb Nechemia, our Mishnah that says that she's not allowed to wear a tabas with a choysom, but that's for sure called a masri and not a tachshit. That's going according to Reb Nechemia. That holds that the main part of the tabas is the seal. And since the main part is the seal, so the seal is taken out of tachshit. So that's why our Mishnah says that if a woman with a tabas, yesh alei choysom, according to the Nechemia, the ikka part is the choysom. And since a woman does not utilize the choysom, she's not an isha that stamps and seals. Only a man does that. A prominent person does that. An ish choshuv. An isha doesn't have that. So a mele for her, it's not a tachshit either. And since the ikka part is the choysim, and for that she doesn't wear that, so mele for her, it's not a tachshit. And that's why our Mishnah says that if it has a choysim, it's not even a tachshit. And it's taka masui. Mashenka, the Mishnah in Kalim, is talking about according to the Rabbonon. Rabbonon hold that the ikka part of the tabas is not the choysim part. It's the tabas part, the ring part. What's holding the choysim. So even though if it has a choysim, it's for the tachshit. It might not be something that's utilized by her, but the maisa, the main part of the ring, is what holds the choysim, which is the tabas part. The tabas part is the tachshit. So it's enumerated in the Mishnah in Kalim, elu tachshite noshim. These are tachshite noshim that are considered kalim and the mekabel tumah. The Tanya, like we find the brisa clearly, the gabedis machlokes. It says, he shall mateches, if the ring itself is made out of metal, the choysma shall almug. And the seal, the top part, is made out of wood, cedar wood, almug, so then tmeya. It's mekabel tumah, because since the ikka is the tabas is called pshut ekli matches, so it's mekabel tumah. Because if you look at the almug as the ikka, so then it's pshut ekli eitz. But since you're looking at the tabas as the ikka, tabas is mateches, so it's pshut ekli matches, which is mekabel tumah. However, he shall almug, if the ring itself is made out of almug, which is wood, v'chois mashal mateches, and only the seal is made out of mateches, then it's tar, then it's not mekabel tumah. Because since the tabas is the ikka, and the tabas is pshut ekli eitz, so it's not mekabel tumah. That's according to the Rabbonon. Reb Nechemya metame. Reb Nechemya is metame in this case, since the choysim is made out of mateches, even though the tabas itself is made out of almug, wood, you don't look at it, he doesn't look at it as pshutikli eitz. Since the ikka is the choysim, so it's considered mateches, so it's considered pshutikli matches, and it's mekabel tumah. Shehoi Reb Nechemya oimer, betabas holach acha choysmo. By a tabas, you look at the choysim the ikka. The choysim is the ikka, so that's why it's taka considered pshutikli matches, and it's mekabel tumah. So back to our sugya, our Mishnah is according to Reb Nechemya. So mamela, the ikka is the choysim. So mamela, it's not called a tachshit because for a woman that's not a tachshit. Mashenke in the Mishnah in Kalim is according to the Rabbonon. The ikka is the tabas. So mamela, it's called tachshit and noshim. It's called a tachshit. Now the reason why it's called pshut ekli eitz, if let's say it's hishal ma'almug v'choysim shel matches, according to the Rabbonon, toisin dafnun beis on a beis. Already asked the kasha l'chayit has a beis kibul. After all, the choysim is going into the base kibbles. Why is it called pshut ekli eitz? It's not pshutim. So Tosfos over there that it's not called a base kibble because it's a base kibble. Osel malos is not called a base kibble. I in Tosin Sukkah, it seems to imply that a base kibul osil malos is yes called a base kibul. So in that, the B'chaim in stencils already says that it depends what the purpose and the function is. Do we look at it a base kibul only when it's separate, when it will be separated? Sometimes it's removed, but a base kibul that is going to remain in there, the choysim is remaining in the tabas, it becomes one chaticha, then you don't look at it as a base kibul. Then it's taka called pshutik liyetz. That type of lamalois is taka not called a base kibul. We look at it as pshutik liyetz. Now, Ein Nechanami over here was saying Rav Nechemia is mitame because you go after the choysim and the choysim is mateches. In the ratio, Rav Nechemia would hold that it's taka tor because you go after the choysim and over there the choysim is made out of almug. Hishal mateches v'choysim shel almug. So over there, Rav Nechemia would taka hold tahira. Zok teisus, Rav Nechemia mitame nir l'ri the bereish mitar. Over there, taka is mitaret because over there you go after the choysim and the choysim is pshutik liyetz. It's choysim shel almug. So the Braisa continues, the Nechemi Shita is, B'tabas, holachach ha-choysim, you look at the choysim, the ikas the choysim, not the tabas. B'oil, the yolk of an animal, holach achas simloinov. Simloinov are the pegs that hold down the yolk. The pegs is the ikka. Those yesedos, those are what keep the oil over the animal's neck to keep him down. So if they're meteches, they're mekabel tuma. And if they're not meteches, they're not mekabel tuma. Whatever they're made out of. It depends if it's made out of meteches or not. Continues the Gemara, Daf Samachom and Aleph, Bekoilov is a piece of wood that you have metal pegs and nails sticking out of it in order to hang up coats and jackets and hats or other types of things you want to hang on those hooks. So the Koilov, Holach Achamas Meroysov. The main thing to see, if it's Mekabel Tumah, you look after the Masmerim. If those hooks are made out of metal, if they're Mateches, it's Mekabel Tumah. Mashengen, if it's not, then it's Pshutei Kliyetz. It depends what it's made out of. Do you look at it as Pshutei Kliyetz or Pshutei Klimatchos? Zokta Mechemi, the Ikka is totally in the Masmerim that you hang up and use as hooks, not the piece of wood that's behind it. Besulam, when it comes to a ladder, Holach Achash Livoisov. You go after the rungs. Are the rungs made out of Mateches or Eitz? Not the side of the ladder, but the rungs. Ba'arsa is a scale. So a scale has a wooden pole that's made out of wood. So, and after above that wooden pole, there's like a hook where you hang from there metal shasharois to the right and to the left. Those metal chains carry those two plates that you can measure and scale with. So, zokt Melchemia, by this big scale, so holach achas shal shaloisov. The main part, you look at the shal shaloisov, those chains. If they're made out of mateches, since they're holding up the kapois, the plates of the maznayim, so if they're made out of mateches, that's the ikka part. Chachom emino, that you look at, the main thing is hakol holach acha maimid. You look at what's being maimid. What's being maimidit? The choysim is not being maimid. The tabas faket. The tabas is maimid the choysim. The yoke is not being held up by the pegs on the side. Faket. The yoke is holding up those pegs. The wooden straight piece of wood that you have the hooks in hooked into, which are the pegs that are holding up the jackets and the things you're hanging. The main thing is maimid is the piece of wood. The wood is holding up the pegs. Likewise with this ladder. The ladder, not the rungs are holding up the ladder. The side of the ladder is holding up the rungs. If you have a scale, it's not that the metal chains, the shal shalois, are holding up the plates. Faket, the main thing is the piece of wood that's the stand of the scale. That's the main thing. And if it's made out of mateches mekabel tumah, and if it's eitz, it's not mekabel tumah. So the chomim argue b'yisoidoi, you go after the maimid, not after, like Nechemi says, you go after the choysim. Faket, according to Rabbonon, you go after the tabas. The tabas is maimid the choysim. Baruch Aponim, this is the teretz the Gemara is giving, horam Nechemi ho Rabbonon, and our mission is according to Nechemi. And that's why, if it has a choysim, it's not a tachshit, but it's a masui, because according to Mechem, you go after the choysim. And the choysim for an isha is a masui. And the Mishnah in Kalim is going to Rabbonon, that you go after the tabas, and the tabas is for the tachshit, so it's called tachshit enoshim. Zok the Gemara, Rav Omar, another teretz, how to answer the Mishnah in Kalim, and to say that it's even according to Mechem, the Mishnah in Kalim would coincide over there. And you learn of the Mishnah as follows. It says over there, tabas, bein sheyesh aleh choysim, bein sheein aleh choysim, it's called a takshit, that's not going on the same case, but rather letzdodim katoni, meaning, yesh aleh choysim, if it has a seal, then it's a takshit de ish. Then it's only a takshit for a man. For him, it's not a takshit. Mashenken ein aleh choysim, then it's a takshit de isho. Only by ein aleh choysim, it's a takshit de isho. So, man, the Mishnah in Kalim is takal letzdodim katoni, lo'olam Reb Nechemya would also coincide with that Mishnah. Because that Mishnah is not saying that yesh aleh choysim is a takshit. It's only takshit the ish, but for an isha, it's takin out of takshit. Because by an isha, the main thing is the choysim. And the choysim by an isha is not a takshit. Only ein aleh choysim is in a takshit the isha. So the Maisa, the Mishnah, and Kalim are saying that they're both mekabel tumah, they're both Kalim. Just they're takshit the isha and a takshit the isha. Zog the Gemara, another Teretz, Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak Omar, Stam, you can't compare the two sugyas. Tumah Shabbos k'romis, meaning when it comes to dinei tumah is different than dinei Shabbos. Tumah kli ma'isa omer rachmona. When it comes to the tumah, the mishnah kalim, as long as it's a functional kli, so it doesn't make a difference if it's yesh alechosam or ein alechosam. Even yesh alechosam, it's called a kli. Lema'isa, it's a functional kli, so it's mekabel tumah. Mashenkel by Shabbos is mishum masri omer rachmona. The main thing is you're not allowed to carry a masri; it has to be a malbush. So ein alechosam, if it doesn't have a seal, it's a takshit, and that's you're allowed to carry it. Mashenkel yesh alechosam, it's a masri, so you're not allowed to carry it. Mitzat Shabbos, ein aleh choysom is mutter, but yesh aleh choysom is a masui, because not a takshit. Masha'enkim, when it comes to hilchos kalim, legabe tumas kalim, so even if it has a choysom, it's far to kli. So in Meled, you can't compare tumah to Shabbos. Tumah is tully in kli, and Shabbos is tully in masui or takshit. So vayte the Mishnah is be'etzim letzdodim katoni, meaning the first part of the Mishnah is saying takshite noshim are mekabel tumah, and then it's saying that kli ma'isa are mekabel tumah, not mitzat tachshit, mitzat kli ma'isa. Yesh alechosim, it's mitama als kli ma'isa. And that's what Tosis says over here in Dilma Masach Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok. So Tosis says, v'hashta bein l'rov v'bein l'Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok, muk mitavayuk Reb Nechemya. The Mishnah Kelim can coincide with Reb Nechemya. V'loy mitama mitam tachshit the isha, it's not tomi as tachshit the isha when it's a choisim, el mitam tachshit the ish. Or mitam da'ava kli ma'isa. Ulet stodin katoni bein l'rov v'bein l'Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok, it's a stodin. Takshit the isha, takshit the isha, or takshit the isha and kli ma'isa, which would be yesh aleh choysam. Zog the Gemara vayte v'loy b'machat shein in a kuva. A woman is not allowed to go with a machat, a needle that does not have the hole, the eye of the needle. If it doesn't have the eye of the needle, so she's not chay v'chatos. If it has the eye of the needle, it's tamem masui. It's meant for sewing. But if it doesn't have the eye of the needle, so it could be an adornment, it could be a takshit. But lemaisa, she's not chayv chatos. But she shouldn't go out with it because she might remove it. Zog de Gemara, lemai chazia, why would she wear this as a takshit? What does she do with a needle without an eye in there? Zog de Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, hoil v'isha igeres bosayra. She can take and pin up her hair. If she has a hair that's protruding out, so she can take this pin, so to speak, this needle, and even doesn't have the eye, it doesn't have a nekev, but you can use it to pin up her hair. Omle Abaya, so Abaya said, if you're going to tell me that it's osur to go with this machat, because you might remove it, let it be like a biras tehoira. That's something that you place by the batei shukayim in order to keep up what she wears, in order that it shouldn't fall down. So there also, it's for tznius, in order that her hair should remain in, she's pinning up her hair, so there's no chash, she's going to remove it to show it to her friend. So why would it be machat, be osir, shein in a kuva, l'chore, it should be like the biris tahira, which is mutter. The reason why it's called biris tahira is because it's not called a kli odem, it's a kli for another kli. It's meant for another keli. It's holding up the bat ishukayim, the socks that she's wearing over there. So memela, it's not called a kli odem, it's a kli. It's a tashmish, the kli. That's why mehilchas kalim, it's called tor. But the point is that let it be mutter because there's no chash, she's going to remove it. A woman's not going to remove something which is there to keep her hair together in an oifen that it should be betznius. Just like the biris is mutter because it's not, you're not going to remove it because the bat ishukayim are going to fall down. So there also, she's not going to remove it. So why should she take it out? So it should be mutter lechatchila. And that the Gemara answers, Ela tigma Rav Adar Nasho, kamei de Rav Yosef. The reason why the machat is called a tachshit and she might remove it, is not because it's holding up and pinning up her hair. That, of course, she won't remove. But rather, hoil v'isha chalekas bosaycha. She separates her hair with that machat. So that's something that she utilizes as a takshit in order to, so to speak, separate her comb her hair in different directions. So memela, that's why it's a takshit that she might remove. It's used as a comb, so she might remove it and show it off. That's very good. In the weekday, you can separate your hair. But b'Shabbos l'maychazia, on Shabbos, after all, you don't separate your hair because you might remove hair. If you remove hair, it's usur. So then it's koitzer. So then on Shabbos, what is it there for? That you're telling me that it's a takshit that you can't have. If it's meant for combing, on Shabbos, you won't wear that anyways because you can't comb. Omarov, no, it's for the takshit. Even though on a weekday you use it to separate your hair, on Shabbos it has a plate of gold. Omarov, tashla zov yesh la roisha. It has, the machat has a plate of gold. So on Shabbos you use it to pin yourself. But the main thing is, you're pinning your hair, but you have this tashla zov, which is jewelry. So zok demara b'chol cholek is basayro. In the weekday you taka use it as a comb. And on Shabbos, you can't comb your hair. So, b'Shabbos minichos k'neket padachto, you place it on your forehead to show off the tashal zov, and that's jewelry. So, maybe you might remove it to show it off. So, Rashi learns the sugya that you separate your hair with it. So, fektayis akasha pirsh mekuntres lemay chazia tokdayis es pirsh kunt lemay chazia v'amasihu is the charetz a masui v'koshelim in kiri. So, what's the gemara's teretz? Can come a mishani hoivish chalek b'saira. What makes it into a malbush? It's not a malbush, it's not a takshit. Just because you use it as a comb, it's neither a malbush or a takshit. So zok de megine shloime, the pshat in Rashi is, the reason why it's considered a takshit, even though it's not be'etzim jewelry, nor is it a malbush, is anything that's necessary for the lady in order to beautify herself or to comb her hair, so that gufa makes it into a takshit. Tikkun Saira is a takshit for her. I'm using it now to separate my hair, so that's my takshit. Takshit doesn't have to be jewelry. Malbush is what you wear. Takshit is usually what you wear too, that you're showing off. Here it's a takshit for me in order to be mechalek Sairi.
And Tosfos on the bottom has a kasha, on the end of this Tosfos, v'koshel ri, that what's the issa to mechalek Yisar? It's only also if it's for sure a psik reishi, you're moving here, but otherwise, if Shimon, Dovashen, Miskavin is mutter. It's not for sure going to remove your hair. And the Maskonas HaGemara is that it's taka because of the Tashal Zov, and that is the Tashit that you might come to remove.
Zog the Mishnah lo yetzeo ish besandla mesumer. A man is not allowed to go with a sandal that's mesumer, which has spikes on the bottom of the sandal. And the Gemara is going to say because of a Maisa Shehoyah. You're not allowed to go with a besandla mesumer on Shabbos. V'loi be'yochid, and you can't wear a singular sandal on your foot. When you do not have a maka, a wound. If you have a wound, so I understand why you're wearing one shoe. You're wearing one sandal because of your ingrown toenail. But if you don't have a maka, so Rashi says, Tupshotim, either because we choshed that the second shoe is in your hand, so it's maris ayin you're carrying, or people might laugh at you, so then you're going to remove the singular shoe, so you'll end up carrying it. So mele, you can't go with a singular shoe. Veloy b'tfilin, you can't wear tefillin. Because tefillin is not necessary on Shabbos, so it's a masui. V'loy be'kmiya, she'e bizman she'en amun amumcha. If you have a kmiya, if you have an amulet that's not mumcha, that's not tested, tried and tested three times, so mele you might take it off. Something that's mumcha you're not going to remove. If it's not min amumcha, so then there's nothing telling you that you're going to keep it on you, so it's not a refu, it's not a malbush, so you might remove it. V'loy be'shilyon. Shilyon is a metal that what the warriors wear. They wear the metal guard to guard themselves, to protect themselves, so that the sword shouldn't penetrate and pierce them. So that's considered, even though it's a malbush for a soldier, but being that it's on Shabbos, they're not, it looks like they're going to battle, so mele, it's vaitamar sayin. Veloy bekazdo, or it's a metal, soldiers wear these metal caps, that's also forbidden because it is marasayin. Veloy bimgafayim, or they wear the metal shoes that go all the way, boots that go all the way up to the knees, that's also forbidden to wear on Shabbos, because it's not out of time of war. So regoiza, that it shouldn't look like you're going to battle on Shabbos. Vim yotza, but if you did it, and you wore this, ein chayv chatos, because at the end of the day, it's a malbush. It might only look like you're going to battle on Shabbos, but lemais, it's a malbush, so merely not chayv chatos. Zok the Gemara, what's this gzeir of sandla mesumer, my timer? What's the reason that you can't wear a sandla mesumer? What's wrong with a spiked shoe, a sandal with spikes on the bottom? Omar Shmuel, the reason why it's also is because the shalfe gzeir hoyu. There were people that were shalfe gzeir, they were trying to avoid the gzeir of the Romans, of the Shmads. They not keep Torah mitzvahs. So what did they do? They went, they davened, and they learned in a ma'ara, in a tunnel, in a cave. And they said amongst one another, Hanichnas, whoever wants to enter, yikonis. You can make sure before you enter, make sure the coast is clear, there's no one watching you, so you can enter. But if you want to exit, al yetze, there's no leaving. Because you don't know what's behind the door. You come out in the ma'ara, there might be a Roman that sees you. And then you're going to jeopardize it for all of us. They're going to know people are hiding in here, davening in here. So ma'ala, there's no leaving once you enter. Nepach sandole shel echemen. One person, while he entered, he allowed to enter, his shoe, he had a spiked shoe, he wore it backwards. So the spikes leave marks. So it looked like the people that entered suddenly saw that it had a markings in the ground out of the ma'ara as if someone exited because he happened to have worn his shoe backwards. So it looks like he exited even though he entered. So there was a panic. There was a panic in the ma'ara. It looked like someone exited and now the Romans might have caught him and they're gonna discover us. They were mistakenly thought that one of their own people left. So they started imagining in their mind that what? That ra'u oivim v'achshav boyin aleihem. Maybe someone saw him, and now they're going to come attack us, and they're going to discover our hiding place. And it's gzeir shema, they were not allowed to daven over here. So dochgu zeh bazeh, there was a panic, there was a trampling, they trampled one another. V'horgu zeh zeh, and because of the spiked shoes that they wore, yoyse mimasha holgu b'em oivim, they killed one another with the spiked shoes more than what the oivim would have killed them. And that was the gzeir they made. There's no wearing spiked shoes on Shabbos. Why? Because of the Maisa that the Hargu Zehazeh took place on Shabbos. So in order not to have any bad memories, Zichronis of what took place then, there's no wearing spiked shoes on Shabbos. That's one reason. Rabbi Loi ben Elozo Oimer, that the reason why there was a panic was B'mo'ora Yosh when they were sitting in this cave, V'shomu Koil Me'agab B'mo'ora, and they heard footsteps on top of the Ma'ora. K'svuginoyu, they were mistakenly thought, Shabor Lein Oivim, that the enemies are coming. So dochgu zeh bazeh, there was a panic. They trampled one another. V'hogu zeh zeh, and they killed one another. Yoyse mashahogu ben oivim, more than what the oivim would have killed them. The third pshat the Gemara says why there was a panic is Romi by Yecheskel Omar beis haKnesses or Yoishvin. They were sitting in the shul in the ma'ara. V'shomu koil machor beis haKnesses, and they heard a voice on the other side. Kesvun hayu shaboy lein oivim. They were mistakenly thought that the enemies are coming. Dochgu zeh bazeh, they panicked. They trampled one another, and they killed one another more than the Oivim would have killed one another. But the Chum said, "Al yetsi odem b'sandla mesumer." You not go with Shabbos with a spiked shoe, a sandla mesumer, because of the Ma'aseh Shoyo. So three pshatim why there was a panic and they were trampled one another, either because one person came in backwards with the shoe, wore it backwards, so it looked like someone left, and they were scared that they're going to be discovered. So that caused the panic attack. Another pshat is they heard someone walking above the ma'aga. They thought they were discovered. The third pshat is they heard a voice on the other side of the Beis Knesses and they thought that they're being discovered. So it was a panic. Zok the Gemara Yehochi. So why is it only also to wear the sandal masuma on Shabbos? Bechol nami litzah should be also to wear it on a weekday too, because of the ma'aseh shahaya. Zok the Gemara no ma'aseh kehava b'Shabbos hava. We Asering, the gzera was like the Mu'uva. Since it took place on Shabbos, so memela, we asered only on Shabbos. Now the Rishonim explain that they asered on Shabbos because of the Me'ein HaMe'ora, but they were concerned because Shabbos, there's a din of Oinik Shabbos. And if they're going to wear the Sandal HaMesumer on Shabbos, they'll be reminded of the tragedy that took place with the Sandal HaMesumer. So in order not to mevatel Oinik Shabbos, and we'll see soon in the Gemara, Oinik Yontif too. So they said you can't wear it on Shabbos. Now, even though the Ma'orah took place on Shabbos, not on Yontif, that's going to be the next sugi. The Gemara is going to discuss why in Yontif is a taka osa. But upon him, not to be mevatel Oinik Shabbos, there shouldn't be this reminder of what took place on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say that an issue was Mapela's Vlodo when she saw this Sandal HaMesumer on Shabbos, then she reminded herself of what took place on that tragic Shabbos.
So continues the Gemara, Yontif Lishteri. So on Yontif, it should be mutter to wear the Sandal HaMesumer. And we know that it's also, why? Aloma Tnan, We learned in the Mishnah in Beya, Daf Samach Amid Beis, Meshalchin Kelim Biyontif, Bein Tfurin, Bein Shein and Tfurin. A person is allowed to be Meshaleach and sent to his friend Kelim on Yontif, Bein Tfurin, Bein Shein and Tfurin, meaning clothing. He's allowed to send clothing. Bein Tfurin, Bein Shein and Tfurin. It doesn't make a difference if it's roy to be worn. If it's tougher, if it's not tougher, either way you can send him to wear it. Avaloy sanla mesumer. You can't send a sanla mesumer. Since you're not allowed to be mishtamish with it on yontif, you can't send something that has no use for it on yontif. Veloy be minol shen a tougher. And likewise, you can't send a minol that's not tougher. There's not roy for a tashmin until you're misakin it. So we see al kaponim that on yontif you're not allowed to wear sanla mesumer. Aye, the maisa shoyu was on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara. B'Shabbos, my time, the whole reason why in Shabbos it's also because it's similar to the Mura, what took place, the Ika Kinufia, because people gather on Shabbos, they go to shul. So it's an abundance of people go to Bat Knesias, Bat Midrashos, so that's like the Mura where they gather in the took place on Shabbos, where they gather in the Mura. Mashenka B'Yontif, Nami, Ika Knufia. So the Mura says, likewise, B'Yontif, Nami, Knufia, that's a Teretz. The reason why it's also on Yontif, even though my story was on Shabbos, it was the reason it's because of Knufia. On Yontif, there's also Knufia. People gather, so it's Kein Ha'Meira. Frag the Mori, if that's the case, so then Rabbi Zoi, B'Tanis Tzibur, Ika Knufia. On Tanis Tzibur, there's also Knufia. People gather too. People gather because of a Tanis Tzibur. There's a lack of Kshomim. So maybe Aser, Salam, Asumer on a Tanis Tzibur, Velitzer. So tomorrow, no, Maisi Kehava B'Knufi Di Yisula. The Maisi took place on a Knufia of a time of Issa Malacha. On Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. So Mela, that you get reminded of that on Shabbos. Or in Yontif, it's also an Issa Malacha. Mashenken Hocha by Tanis Tzibur, Knufia De Teirav. It's a Knufia V'Teira. There's no Issa Malacha. People gather, but it's Mutam Malacha. So it's not Keina Me'ura. Now, if the Vart is because you mevatel Oynik Shabbos and Yontif, that's Vaitan on the gate to Tanis Tibur. Why would we want to ask it on Tanis Tibur? There's no reason to ask it. The reason why we ask it is because you don't want to be mevatel Oynik Shabbos and Yontif. Mashenken on the Tanis Tibur, that's on the gate. That's really what we're trying to ask. Zok the Gemara, fears Oys and finishes. Vafilu Reb Chanina ben Akavya. Vafilu Reb Chanina ben Akiva, the Omar. State. That loy osu ela biyadin uvesvinuch mal shahoyo. There was once a meisa where they brought the mechatos, the efer of the pora aduma, in order to be metaria tomi meis. So they brought it through a svina, through a little rowboat, over the Yarden River. Now what happened was after they came and passed the Yarden, they found the kazayis of a meis that was in the karkois of the svina. So they couldn't use the efer pora aduma. It became tomi because it was hovering over a chaticha of a meis. It was a chatich of a mace. So they made a gzera. They said, when you transfer Efe Pora Aduma, there's no more transferring it in a boat or over the Yarden. Why? Because that's where there was a mace to show you that it ended up being Tomei mace. So over there, Chananya Ben Akiva says that lo osu ela b'yadne v'svinuch ma shoyo. We asked the transferring only in a rowboat. If you take it in a different type of svin, a large boat, it's mutter. We asked it only in the Yarden. If you take it over a different river or the Mediterranean Ocean, then it won't be a problem. It's only k'maisa shoyo. So maybe over here, it should only be osu k'maisa shoyo, meaning only on Shabbos and not in Yontif. Who cares that Yontif is a gizman of Knufi and Issa Malacha? It's not k'maisa shoyo. Chanina ben Akiva says, dafka k'maisa shoyo we asked. Dafka Yarden and Svina. You're not allowed to transfer Efe Pora Aduma. So why over here would we say, Sanla Mesuma is osu on Yontif? So the Gemara, even according to him, over here it's also Yontif. Why? Hani mili Yarden, the Shani Mishan Horus. Yarden is different than other Nahoris. So we said only Yarden. Aval Yontif v'Shabbos ki adodin inu. Yontif v'Shabbos is the exact same thing. They both have Issa Malachas. The Tanan, what's the whole difference Shabbos and Yontif? Ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos ala oichal nefesh bovad. The whole difference is Shabbos and Yontif is oichal nefesh. So Mamela, besides oichal nefesh, Yontif is exactly like Shabbos, so it's considered ke'en ha'me'ira. It's the mice that took place on Shabbos. Yontif is like Shabbos besides for oichal nefesh. It's like Yarden and Svina, even though I say it's only Yarden and Svina, k'may shahoyo, that is over there because Yarden and other rivers are different. Yarden is wider, it's not as deep. Different Nekudas, where it's different. Mashenken and Shabbos and Yontif is Kamaisa Shoyo, even according to Chanina ben Akiva, that says you have to have Dafke Yarden and Svina. That's because over there, anything different is different, Taka. Mashenken over here, Yontif is like Shabbos, it's only lacking Oichal Nefesh that's different, so that's considered Chadol. Toitz Radway Bavons, and he says, that Lemaisa, besides Oichal Nefesh, we know there's a din according to Beis Hillel, Mitoch Shehutra Havor Letzorich, Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorich. So Havor is Mutter even for not the Tzorich Oichal Nefesh. So Ebezoi, Yontif is much different than Shabbos. Zok Tois says, no, it's weiter considered Doima. Because even the Mitoch Shehutra, the fact that you have Havor Shelo Letzorich, it all is because of the aside of Oichal Nefesh. It's all because of one reason. Oichal Nefesh is Mutter. Once Oichal Nefesh is Mutter, we say Mitoch Shehutra Letzorich, Hutra Shelo Letzorich. But the whole difference Shabbos Yontif is one thing. Oichal Nefesh. So when Mele Shabbos and Yontif is called Ki Adodi, it's called Kamaisa Shehoyo, so we ask it Shabbos and Yontif.
So the Maisa, the son of Lamasumi, can be Meshalech Beyontif. So Toysa Nomad Aleph says in the bottom that even though Klisha Malachta Le'issa, you'll be Metalta Tzach Guvet Tzach Mekoimoi, so Ebezoi, you can use it for covering a barrel, you can use it for something else, you can use it for Tzach Guvet for something else. So Zok Toysa Venir Lagi, the Afila Rabbonon de Gabeliezer, the Shori Letalta Tzach Guvet Mekoimoi, also the Shachal Beyontif, you can't send us in Yontif. Avagav the Shiluach Mishum Simchas Yontif, even though the Shiluach is because Simchas Yontif, Choshek Mal Tzorich Gufoi, that Gufoi should mean be considered Tzorich Gufoi the Simchas Yontif Shaboi, Mirishol Lishloach Dvarim Shemlachtan Leisser, Kev and Shabos to Kol HaYodoi, Lecha Simchas Yontif. There is no Simchas Yontif, something that a tragedy came about through it. So that would not be considered that it's Mutter Tzorich Gufoi Tzorich Mekoimoi. Lemaisa, the Achroinim want to say that sending something which Gufoi brings about Simchas Yontif, even if I have no use for it, but I have simcha from it, that's called Tzorich Gufoi. Dr. Kivega, the minig was, they used to send a chosen on Shabbos, Sarah Bochas, they used to send him a candelabra. Ah, you can't use it on Shabbos, but that's Gufoi Tzorich Gufoi, because of the simcha Shabbos that I have from it, that's called Tzorich Gufoi.
We'll stop over here, Daf Samach Omid Beis, 10 or 11 lines from the top, where the Gemara just finished saying that San Lama Sumer is also on Shabbos and Yontif, because Yontif and Shabbos ki adodin inu, the Tanan ain ben Yontif le Shabbos ela oichal nefesh bilvad. So mele we ask it by both of them, salam esumer.